We're talking about my focus is showing regarding Gerushin, to what extent the get requires a Bezdin, a Maisa Bezdin, a Kimadavar, to what extent is that absolutely not necessary. And the Kiddush of the Nod of Yudin, the Rishash, when Rashi tells us regarding Miyun, they're called the Tikkun Drabanan Kain Daraisa Tikkun, was the intent Gerushin, or perhaps it was Chalitza. We had mentioned the Nafkamina of Bezdin, the other possible Nafkamina, but what about Sidur Haget Balayla? Is it considered to be a Maisa Bezdin that requires Yom? Or do we assume Laila is considered to be sufficient? And then we mentioned the Kiddush of the Rezarua, that granted that these halachas apply to Gerushin, what about when it comes to Kiddushin? After all, if we assume that Makish Havayu Liyatziah, that's what the Marshal writes, Yamshel Shlomo, those days, the very beginning of Sefer Ksuvos, that maybe these halachas should apply to Ishus as well. I mentioned to the Piskei Tshuva in Simen Chava, where Piskei Tshuva points out it seems to be very difficult to assume that the halacha of Yom as opposed to Laila applies not only to Gerushin, but even when it comes to Ishus as well. Because, as the Piskei Tshuva points out, it seems explicit in the Gemara that certainly Kedushin is Chal Balaila. This Gemara writes black and white in Kedushin Daf Yud Aleph. From an Aleph, the Gemara discusses the Shita of Beis Shammai, who says that a dinar is necessary for Kesef Kedushin. Not as Beis Sivil Shavapruta, but rather you must have a Shavah dinar. The Gemara has four different possibilities in understanding the Shita of Beis Shammai, one of which is the Chiddush of Rabbi Zeira, that Isha Makpedes Latzma, the Einam is Kadeshes Pachos Midinar. Simply, a woman will not be willing to accept less than a dinar for Kesef Kedushin. So the Gemara raises obvious kasha. What do you mean she's not willing to accept less? Pashti Yad V'Kibla. In a case where less is given to the woman and she accepts it. So Rav Zeira says, in such an instance, if she's willing to accept Pachos Midinar, certainly it's good. But when did Beis Shammai say a dinar is necessary? The Gemara says explicitly, Ki Ka'amina Kid Shevelelya. We're talking about a case where the Kedushin was the Laila, and therefore she could not see what she was receiving. So Min Hastam Beis Shammai is of the opinion, a dinar is necessary. So Piskei Tshuva comments, isn't it clear that Kedushin is Chal even of a Laila? There's a very important Ta'ar, we'll just mention this very quickly, of the Shar HaMelech. Shalamelech is found in Paragala, Patilchus Gerushin, that makes the following comment, that even if one should assume that Makish Havayi Liyatziah, and there are halachos of Gerushin, for example, Yom, that apply equally to Kedushin as well, Shar HaMelech writes that Dafke Kedushe Shtar, but not Kedushe Kesef Rabiyah. After all, the whole source of a Shtar Kedushin is based on Gerushin, Makish Havayi Liyatziah. And even if you'll assume that the halacha is transferred, it's only when it comes to Kedushe Shtar. The case of the Gemara Kedushe Kesef, certainly Yom would be sufficient, and Laila would be good as well, right? The halacha of the Rezarua perhaps is only regarding Kedushe Shtar. This is an interesting machlokas Rishonim, to what extent is this true? The halachos that we derive from Gerushin to Kedushin, is there a difference between Kedushe Kesef as opposed to Kedushe Shtar? One further example, then we'll continue with the Rafarshias. The Gemara says in Gitna Daf Chaf Aleph that you cannot be Mekadesh and Isha with something which is Mechubar. It has to be that which is Tolush. Even furthermore, if Bishas Ksiva, something was Mechubar, and after the Ksiva you will sever it from the God and then give it to the woman, even that is not good. Because the Kasa of Anasan means that Bishas Ksiva already it has to be Rayulin Asina. And therefore there is a psul the Mishnah tells us of Mechubar. Why exactly is that true? Why is there a psul of Mechubar? Somewhat unclear. The Rashba and the Sugya in Gitna Daf Chaf Aleph from the days quotes two very different reasons. One possibly in Rashba Talach in Chetza. The Pasuk says Sefer Krisus. Sefer Krisus means Tolush and not something which is Mechubar. That's one possibly the Rashba writes. The second Chiddush in Rashba is no. The Diuk in the psul of Mechubar is not based on Sefer Krisus, Sefer being something which is Tolush as opposed to Mechubar, but rather Vinosan Biyada. The Pasuk requires a Dabra Hanita Miyad Miyad, Maisin Asina, and therefore Mechubar is not subject to Maisin Asina. So two very important days in Rashba. What is the nature of the psul of Mechubar when it comes to get? Is Halach in Chetza? sefer krisus, or is a chisarin v'nasan v'yada gavrin ma'isin esina? L'may nafkamina, whether it's halacha and sefer krisus, or whether it's considered to be a function of ma'isin esina. So the following issue, the tshuvas harashba, this is found in Simin Tav Reish, writes the following. What about when it comes to kedushin? This halacha of a psul mechubar that applies when it comes to gerushin, does it apply when it comes to kedushin? Because the Rashba assumes the following chiddush: that look, if the halacha would be in chepzah sefer krisus, maybe one could argue it extends to kedushin. If, however, it's halacha in mais and asina, you have to know more about gerushin and kedushin. But we don't assume that all the halachos of anasan biyada apply to kedushin. Right, you learn the earlier sugyas in kedushin. One pi mekadesh nisha midin arev midin eved knani. Right, that certainly doesn't apply to gerushin. Gerushin requires binasan biyada. So the tshuva sarashba assumes in Tav Reish, there's a further tshuva sarashba in Elef Reish Lamed Gimel, where the tshuva sarashba writes that in gerushin it's a psul, not in chetza, but rather a chisaron of mais and asina, and therefore it only applies to gerushin, it doesn't apply to kedushin. That's the first view, that this psul mechubar, limited to gerushin, not applicable at all to kedushin. And the Rashba in kedushin and Daf Beis quotes the Baal HaIta that disagrees and assumes that that's not true. There is a psul mechubar not only of gerushin, but even when it comes to kedushin as well. And the Rashba goes a step further, according to Baal HaIta, that is true in all forms of kedushin, not only kedushe shtar, but even kedushe kesef. Something which is mechubar lekarka cannot be used for kedushin, even for the purpose of kesef kedushin. And the third daya that the Rashba writes in kedushin is that no, that maybe there's a difference between kedushe shtar as opposed to kedushe kesef. And that's the chiddush that the Rashba writes explicitly, that perhaps makish havaya liyitzia is only when it comes to kedushe shtar. So therefore, if the shtar will be mechubar lekarka, it cannot be used as a shtar kedushin. But there is no halacha when it comes to kesef. Just further, Mar Makomos, in terms of our issue, to what extent is gerushin considered to be a ma'isa bezdin? To what extent, even if you grant that that is true, do we assume that that should apply when it comes to kedushin? And if it applies to kedushin, is that limited to kedushe shtar, or does it apply to kedushe kesef? Good. We started to discuss now the thrust of our sugya of Erev Parshios. Good. We pointed out the great chiddush of Rashi that Erev Parshios means Akiras HaParshios, that Sheyesh Mikra Kosu Parshazu She'eino Yochol Lamova, that this halacha of Ki Huzer Modr Miktas is only when it comes to Parsha Salva, not when it comes to Parsha Sapikadam. And this is what Rashi reiterates in Baba Kamandav Kuv Zayin and Baba Mitzia and Daf Hei Amud Aleph as well. And therefore Rashi writes Kepshuto, when the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Bar Chama denies the Chiddush of Erev Parshios, that's obvious, because Rabbi Bar Chama tells us in those two sugyas, Baba Kama Kuv Zayin, Baba Mitzia Daf Hei, that Shomrim Tzrichim Kfir B'Miktas V'Hodo B'Miktas, that means Mod B'Miktas, that means you deny Erev Parshios. If you will hold of Erev Parshios, the halacha of Moda Miktas only applies to Halva. It does not apply to Parshas HaShomim, and therefore a Shomer is chayav Shvu Daraisa, even in a case of Kofra Kol. So very simply, Rami Bar Chama obviously denies Erev Parshios. Why should you distinguish and argue that Shomrim, there's no halacha Moda Miktas, Halva, there is halacha Moda Miktas? According to Rashi, that's exactly what the Gemara discusses in Bava Metzia and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and Bava Kama and Daf Kuv Zayin, and that's the Chiddush of Rava. Mipnei Ma Amra Torah Mod Devamiktas Satani Yeshava. Why is it that the Torah insists on Mod Devamiktas? What's wrong with the case of Kofar HaKol? And that's exactly the teretz of Rava. Chazaka Ein Adameis Pana Bipnei Balchova. That is the reason that Mod Devamiktas is Chayiv and Kofar HaKol is in fact Potter. And what is the meaning of that principle? Rashi says, after all, a person would not have the ha'aza, the chutzpah, to deny in the presence of one, sha'asa lo tova. That means a malva. certainly that doesn't apply to the Shomer HaPikadam. If anything, the Shomer, right, is doing a favor to the Baal HaPikadam. And that reason of Einan Ameis Meipnei Baal Chovo, which is the driving force of this difference between Mode Mixus and Kofar HaKol, is only relevant to Halva, not when it comes to Parshas HaShomer. That's the Chiddush of Rashi. Tosfos, as we'll see, who disagrees, understands from Baba Metzion Daf Gimel and Aleph that Chiddush of Einan Ameis Meipnei Baal Chovo in a very different way. The Gemara is not assessing why is there a difference between cases of Shomrim as opposed to cases of Halva. Certainly not. The Gemara is asking a very technical Lamdish Akasha. If the Torah recognizes that there's a concept of Migo, so therefore every case of Moda Mikzas, one should be Meman, the Migo, the boy, Kofar HaKol. I'll turn to the Bez and I'll say, look, if I was lying, I deny everything. So why is it that you insist I have to make a Shvu and Moda Mikzas? The Gemara is interested in time at the Krah. Why? The Gemara is asking, how is it possible? Are you talking that Moda Mikzas is Chai v'Shvua? Isn't that against the Halacha Daraisa of Migo? What's the answer to the Akasha that no? Einan Ameis Panei Pnei Baal Chovo, meaning this is not a Migo, this is called a Migo Dehaza. Migo means that a person offers a Taina Reya, but he could have offered a Taina Limta. So believe me, with my weakened Taina Reya, the Migo Di Bayamar Taina Limta. However, if it's a Migo Dehaza, it will be much more difficult for me to put forth a particular claim, then you lose your Migo entirely. So therefore, in a case of Kofar HaKol, Kofar HaKol in an Ameis Panav, and therefore you could not argue that you could have put forth an easier claim. That's certainly not true. In an Ameis Panav, Bipnei Baal Chovo. That's how Tosfos understands the Kashan Teretz of the Gemara. L'halacha Tosfos assumes a Migo Daha'aza at least is insufficient La'afture Mishua. We don't know from Tosfos that a Migo Daha'aza is nothing. That's not our sugya. Right? Mega Migdaza is a form of amigo. We discussed it last year at length. What you see from Tosus is amigodaza is insufficient to exempt you from a shvua daraisa. And therefore a person is obligated to make such a shvua. Good. So now Tosus continues in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Zayin, elaborating on Rashi Sheet. Rashi says that Era Parshios means Akiras HaParshios. And therefore what is written here really belongs in the Parsha Salva and does not apply elsewhere. So Rashi points out, certainly Rashi does not mean that as far as the thrust of the entire Parsha. After all, when it comes to our sugya, the requirement of three mumchim, that is written in the Parsha Sashomim. And even if you assume Erev Parshios, what does that mean? You only require three mumchim for Hodos and Havos, and you don't require for Zeos and Kabbalos? Of course not. So Tosfos points out, Rashi certainly admits, when it comes to the obligation of Shlosha Mumchim, Koyat Ravayu, Rashi just points out that the Torah will throw in an added detail in this context that is relevant to the Parshim Kesev Esalmi. After all, if the Torah tells us a Parsha, and the Parsha refers to both cases of Halva as well as Pikadon, namely Gimel Mumchim, so therefore it's appropriate for the Pasuk to tell us a detail that applies to Parsha Salva, as opposed to waiting until in Kesef Talvazami and now starting from scratch and revamping the entire Parsha. Right, without this, Rashi obviously is subject to what would be a devastating kasha, just simply intuitively. How can you argue a pasuk which is written here really belongs there? No, of course it belongs in context. It belongs in context for the thrust of Migufo, for the whole theme of the Parsha, of Shlosha Mulchim. It's just that since there are Parshios, that the Torah is discussing a dual thing, the Torah can tell us, and you should know, parenthetically, there's an additional halacha that applies to Halva that doesn't apply to Parshas HaShomer. According to Rashi, that is the halacha of Moda Mikzas. To that, Rabbi Natan disagrees. Just as when it comes to Shlosha Mumchim, Erev Parshios means Amil Venami Koi, the same thing is true when it comes to Moda Mikzas. And therefore, the Chiddush of Rabbi Natan, that not only Halva, but even Parshas HaShomer and Parshas HaPikadon requires mode of mikzas as well. Good? So therefore, when the Torah insists on mode of mikzas, it's referring to both Parshians. So Tosfos now is bothered. So how did that Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Zayin know that Rami Bar Chama disagrees with their Parshians? Rabbi Bar Chama just simply said that Arba Shomim Tzrichin Kfir B'Miktas V'Holdom B'Miktas. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's Erev Parashios. So why does the Gemara assume that Rabbi Bar Chama less than Erev Parashios? The Tosus writes the following Lamdas. Rabbi Bar Chama is saying much more than Modu B'Miktas. Rabbi Bar Chama is defining the case of Modu B'Miktas now, and that's the distinction between Beis Paros as opposed to Gimel Paros. If you assume that this halacha of Moda Miktas applies in context both to Pikadon as well as Halva, the definition of Erev Parashios has to fit both cases. What would that definition be? Very simply, Hoda Ukfira. There is something I admit to and there is something I deny. That's all. Two animals. One animal you gave me, the other animal you did not. $50 I owe you, $50 I do not owe you. That al-Pidin is called Hoda Ukfira. That would be the definition of Moda Miktas. That's not what Rabbi Bar Chama says. Rabbi Bar Chama requires, in the case of Moda Miktas, Gimel Paros. There must be a Hodah, a Kfira, and a Taina HaPoteret. It must be that one animal I admit, a second animal, a Hayat Rami Olam, you never gave me, a third animal that I admit that you gave it to me, but I am Potter because Ones Gneva Vaveda. The fact that Rabbi Bar Chama insists on Gimel Paros, that's the raya of the Gemara, less than Erev Parashios. Because those three gradations can be expressed in Shomrim. You can have Hodah, Kfira, and Nensu. But that's not possible when it comes to the case of Halva. That doesn't bother Rabbi Bar Chama. Why? Because the Pasuk of Kihuzeh is not referring to Halva. That means Rabbi Bar Chama assumes there is no Erev Parashios. That's the diuk of Rabbeinu Tam. Not as obvious as Rashi from the fact that Rabbi Bar Chama requires Modu Miktas. Everyone requires Modu Miktas. Al milvat nami koin. But the definition of Modu Miktas is an indicator that Rabbi Bar Chama denies Erev Parashios. So Tosus now raises the following issue. So what is the shita then of Rabbi Bar Chama? If Rabbi Bar Chama denies Erev Parashios, that means whatever is written here only applies to Parsha Sapikon and not to Halva. You mean to say when it comes to Halva, kol for a kol is chai v'shvu daraisa? Because Moda Miktas is only a requirement of Shomrim and not a requirement of Halva. So Tosa says, of course not. Everyone requires Moda Miktas and Halva. How can that be? Tosa says, because everyone agrees you have a right to compare these two Parshios. What is the machlokes? What is that vehicle of comparison? Is it Erev Parashios, which is a much tighter drasha, or is it generally simply a Mematzinu, also a drasha daraisa? That just as Moda Miktas is required here, Moda Miktas also is required there in the Parshas Halva. What is the Nafkamina though? If it's a Mematzinu, so then you don't have to have the same definition of Moda Miktas for each case. The context is Gimel Paros, and extension is two Paros. If you're telling me the term Kihuzeh applies in context to both because of Erev Parashios, then you have to have the same definition. So now Tosus raises where we left off yesterday with the following kasha. If everyone agrees you have a right to equate Parsha A to Parsha B, Parsha Sashorm to Parsha Salva, the detail is just simply the mechanism, whether it's Erev Parashios or whether it's a Mematzinu. So what in the world is our Gemara talking about? Our Gemara should maintain that everyone agrees that Haldos v'Havos requires three Mumchim. The only question is Mehechatesim. Is that based on Erev Parashios, or is that based on Mematzina? And maybe you could come up with some nafkamina as to the method of the drasha. But our Gemara doesn't say that. Our Gemara says if you deny Erev Parashios, that's it. So the halacha doesn't apply to Halva. So that's Tosus discussion. Why, when it comes to Moda Miktas, that Yalfin and Halva may be Kadam? When it comes to Shlosha Mumchim, Lo Yalfin and Halva may be Kadam. That's Tosus' discussion. And Tosus gives us a teret, right? L'inyan Moda Miktas Mistabret. That's what Tosus writes, B'makamadav Kuvzai. Good? It's reasonable when it comes to Moda Miktas to assume, well, if it applies here, it applies there. But it is not reasonable to assume that is true of Tri Mumchim. End of that part of Tosus. What does Tosus mean? Well, when it comes to Moda Miktas Mistaber Tvei, Mashenkin when it comes to Shlosha Mumchim. If you don't have Erev Parshios, if there isn't something compelling you, make a taste you have a right to apply, right, the Mematzina. What does Tosus mean in Yemoda Miktas, Nistabrat? I gave you an important hint. No, that's the Tosus in Bava Kama and Dav Dalet, right? Tosus adds two words to understand the case of Moda Miktas. Not a very long Tosus. Right, what are the two words the Tosus says? Why is it that Moda Miktas is Chayev Shvua Daraisa? What does Tosus say? Right? Okay? Taina Chashu. That's what Tosus writes. Right, Bava Metzia Dav Dalet Amad Alet. Taina Chashu. That's quite important. The Tosus Dalet Amad Alet Der Maskel Hatzad. Why is it that Moda Miktas is Chayev Shvua Daraisa? And why is it that Kofra Kol is Potter? We discussed yesterday, there is a concept of Nemanos Baldin Betanos. There's such a concept. Rashi says that's part of the Pasuk of Kiyuza. The Chiddush HaKra is not just simply that I have to make a Shvua Daraisa, but also Chiddush the Pasuk that I in fact am believed regarding the 50 that I admit to. Pashup Shat, that's halacha of Nemanos. Nemanos Baldin Betanos. I am Neman, to assume that's true. That's what we always assume. The Chiddush Bekzos and others. Hodos Baldin is not within his skyvus. Midin Nemanus. He was there. I am Neman to say that this is what I owe you. And I'm Neman all yidei Shvua, even regarding the balance. In Kofar HaKol, there's also Nemanus Baldin Metanase. You say yes, I say no. What does Moda Miktas add? The answer is the following. Taina Chashuva. The Tovea comes to Bez and he says, you owe me $100. So there's a measure of Nemanos. Ein anam Toveim ken Yeshua love. Midrabanan, we're going to be Mechayev Yeshua Teseis. But Midaraisa, that's not labeled as a Tana Chashuva. Bez will turn to this Tovea and say, any proof? Eidim, in Eidechad, anything? Absolutely not. All I have to rest my head on is your Taina. That Alpidin is not a Taina Chashuva, that's Mechayev Yeshua. What does Moda Miktas accomplish? Very balabatish. No, it lends legitimacy. It lends credence to the Taina Satoveya. All of a sudden, there's a Hodos bound into the Nitva that at least part of the Taina is true. I acknowledge there was a Halva. I acknowledge that money is owed. Good, an important Din Torah to the Mount. But my Hodos bound in, Tosus writes, renders the Taina Satoveya as a Taina Chashuv. That is an important difference between Moda Miktas as opposed to a case of Kofar HaKol. We've raised in previous years an important Machlokas Rishonim. There's another Shvua Daraisa now. Shvuas Eid Echad. What's the Machayiv of Shvuas Eid Echad? Is that also Taina Chashuv? Or is that not true? One could understand the same Mondos. I come to Bezin with a claim. Good, I have a measure of Nemanos. But if I can bring an aid to support my claim, no, so good. An aid echad is insufficient to become a mammon, but it certainly elevates my taina. Now it's considered al pidin to be a taina chashuva, which is not kam lamamon, but it's kam l'shvua. Just like Moda Miktas is machayiv shvua daraisa, aid echad is machayiv shvua daraisa. Taina chashuva. What's another possibility? Based on what the Gemara tells us in Shavuos and Daf Mem, maybe Shavuos Eid Echad has nothing at all to do with Taina Chashuva. Maybe as the Gemara says, Shavuos and Daf Mem, Kol Makom Sheshnayim Mechayvin Osa Mamon, Eid Echad Mechayv Roshua. Nothing at all to do with Taina Chashuva. Mo, the Mitzvah is Taina Chashuva. What is Eid Echad? Eid Echad is simply the following. Two Eidim are necessary for Mamon, a single Eid is Kam L'Shvua. Those are very different svaros and why it is that an Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua. Is it because Kol Makom Sheshnayim Mechayvin Osa Mamon, Eid Echad Mechayvin Osa Shvua? Or is it similar to Moda B'Miktas that Eid Echad renders the Taina Satoveya Taina Chashuva, and the Taina Chashuva is Mechayev Shvua? L'mayna Afgamina, whether it's Taina Chashuva or whether it's Kol Makom, just give you one simple nafkamina, no? What happens if the Toveya is clueless? No? The Toveya doesn't know. I may have lent you $100, may not have lent you, I just don't remember. I know I was intending to do so, I was thinking about it, but I don't remember what happened. There's no Tainas HaToveya. I don't know. And all of a sudden I have an Eid Echad, who remembers? And an Echad comes and says, yes, you lent this person $100. Is there a Shvu Darais in that particular case? If an Eid Echad has come to Shvu, yes. If Taina Chashuva, one certainly could argue, that's not a Taina Chashuva, there's no Taina whatsoever. The Taina Satovei was a Taina Shema, not a Taina Zbari. Tosus writes about Matsya Dav Gimel. Right, you saw this Tosus? That's the same Tosus of Ein Ramei Smei Pnei Balkova. There's just a couple lines later, no? Termaskal Mipnei. Tosus says that you don't require a Taina Satoveya for Eid Echad. It's an important Kiddush. You don't need a Tviya. I can go into Bezin and say, I have no idea what happened, but there's an Eid Echad here that says that he owes me $100. The Nitzvah is obligated to make a Shvu Daraisa. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam, Hilchos Shvuos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Hey, writes that Eid Echad requires a Tanas Vadai. Whereas a Tanas Vadai is a Tanas Vadai supported by an Eid, no, it's a Tana Chashuva. So Molda Mimiktas, the Chiyuv Shvua emanates from Taina Chashuva. A Taina Chashuva is needed to be Mechayiv Shvua. Good? What about Eid Echad? One could go both ways. Perhaps my focus the Raman Tosus. Whether the Lumdus is also Taina Chashuva, whether it's not. If Moldav Mitzas is Mechayir Shvur, because the halacha is you can only create a Chiyu Shvur with a Taina Chashuva, and an unsupported, unsubstantiated claim cannot be Mechayir Shvur, then Lachor what Tosus writes is 100% correct. Why should one distinguish between Kikadon as opposed to Halva? No? What are you going to tell me? You see from Parshas HaPikadon that in order to create the Chiyuv Shvua, it must be a Taina Chashuva. An unsubstantiated claim does not require a Shvua. I have a right to tell you, get lost. Go ahead, draw me over. I should now argue that's only true when it comes to Pikadon. But when it comes to halva, kofra, po, is chayiv shvua daraisa. Very good what Tosu says. The inyan molda mixas mistaber tvei. Why should you argue that the lesson of molda mixas is limited to pikadam and doesn't apply to halva? Very good. Mistaber tvei. Taina chashuva. What about, though, our sugya, when it comes to three mumchim? This is what we discussed at such great length. There's a world of difference between zelos v'chavolos as opposed to hodos v'havolos. Zelos v'chavolos is a shibud that the Torah imposes. Mashenkin, when it comes to hodos v'havolos, is chayvus midas. If the Torah tells us there's a need for three mumchim of Bezdin to impose a Shibu Daraisa, Mehechatesi, that we should argue, who hadinami, you need a Bezdin of Shlosha mumchim to enforce Yischaibus Midas. Why should you assume that that's true? See, if you're going to tell me it's a Pasuk of Erev Parshios, I understand. It's a Trusha Daraisa. But simply based on a Mematzinu, here, Dina Nefashos requires Chav Gimel, and so too Hodos Vaos requires Chav Gimel. Of course not. You'll tell me it's a different caliber of Din, and obviously, you have no right to assume a Mishpat Echad, but it's true of Nefashos, it's true of Mamanos. in terms of the number, the caliber of Dayan. The same thing is true within cases of Dinei Mamonos. Once you see this distinction between a Shibud as opposed to Yischaivus Midas. But when it comes to modes of a mitzvah, if the Chiddush HaKra is that without the Taina Chashuva you cannot be Mechayev Shvuah, so Mecha Teisa, that one should distinguish between Pikadon as opposed to Kesev Ahava. Good. That Bechor is a possibility, right? And tells us a simple line, when you mode the Vemiktsas Mistabr Tvei, Mashenkin, when it comes to cases of Shloshimun. Rabbeinu Tam Shita, even Pikadon requires modes of a mixus. That's an important Kiddush. Even Pikadon requires a modes of a mixus. Rabbeinu Tam now has to explain a little bit more. If everything requires modes of a mixus, so what was the Gemara's Kasha, Maishna? Maishna Milva? Why is Hava different? How did Rashi understand? Why is Hava different from Pikadon? And the answer is, in an amazed fun of. Good? What was the Kashan Teretz of the Gemara? Kwan Rabbeinu Tam? See Rabbeinu Tam writes? Exactly as Tosa says, but Metzinaf Gimel. The Gemara was not contrasting Hava and Pikadon. Modem Mitzvah is required in both cases. Hava and Pikadon. What was the kash of Maishna Milva? What does Tosa say, Rabbi Natan? Yeinemon b'migo, dibayakon for a kol. That's the kasha. The kasha was not contrasting the two. The kasha was simply, don't you have a migo? And what is the Gemara answer? No, there's no migo. This is a migo de ha'aza. Ein an amaze panav ibnei balko. Finished. Tosa is stuck there. Because the Gemara does sound like Rashi. Because the Gemara says, "In an amazed by Tei Balchova," and what's the Hemshach Gemara? Bavakamadav Kuvzayin, v'gabe milvhu diklam emar hachi. When can you say in an amazed by Tei Balchova? Only when it comes to Hava. Avol gabe pikadon meiz umeiz. So don't you see the Gemara is contrasting Hava pikadon, and the Gemara says in an amazed by Tei Balchova applies only to Hava and not to Pikadon. Isn't that against Rabbeinu Tam? It's explicit, no? So what is Tosa's comment? V'lo gorasli Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam did not have that gears in the Gemara at all. And u'bisvarm ha'yishanim neka. And look at the old neskos. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara does not add that word al magabi Pikadon meiz umeiz. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. So according to Rashi, Hava requires Modem Mitzvahs. Pikadon kofer akol eskayim. That's our gears in the Gemara. Avogabe pikadon meiz umeiz. Good? We discussed a few minutes ago the mechayiv of Modem Mitzvahs, Taina Chashuva. The mechayiv of Erechot, also very possibly, Taina Chashuva. The Taina is substantiated. When there's a partial Hodah, or when there's an Eid Echad that comes, tells you this is true. What's the third example of a Shvu Daraisa? We discussed two so far, no? Moniktas, and the case of Shvu Seid Echad. What's the third now? Shvu HaShomrim. The Shomer is obligated to make a Shvu Daraisa. What's the Mechayiv of that Shvu? Shvu HaShomrim. That kind of Chashuva? Or no? Let's assume it's Rashi Shita, no? Rashi Shita, there's no requirement of modes of a mixas when it comes to Shvus Shomrim. So you see, the Shvus HaShomrim is fundamentally different than modes of a mixas. In a regular case, modes of a mixas, halva, Taina Chashuva is the Mechayiv of Shvuah. And perhaps that's true when it comes to Eid Echad as well. Taina Chashuva. Can one say the same Mamdus when it comes to Shvuas HaShomrim? Taina Chashuva. How is that a Taina Chashuva? In a case of Kofar HaKol, what do you have? The Tanas HaTovei is the Tanas Vadai, right? The Malva says, you definitely owe me $100. Lovit denies everything. It's a Tanas Bari. But that's not called a Tana Chashuva. Tana's Bari is insufficient. Hold Simam, Om Yadamuchsa. That's not called a Tana Chashuva. You need more. No, Moda Mikta, Seirecha. What about Shavuos HaShomim? Shavuos HaShomim is unbelievable, no? What does the Balapikon say? I know nothing. No? Have my pikadom? You're lying. No, the Bala Pikadom just simply says, where is my pikadom? He is not denying at all what the Shomer says. If anything, it's the opposite, no? The Bala Pikadom is an absolute Tana Shema. Bezin says too, the Bala Chepetz, do you know what happened? Bala Chepetz says, absolutely not. Could be what he's saying is true, could be it's not true. And what does the Shomer say? I will absolutely tell you as an Ones Gamur. Very unusual, no? The Tanis Hanitva is a Tanis Vadai. The Tanis Hatoveya is an absolute Tanis Shema. And yet there's a Chiyu Shvud Araisa. How can that be? Well, one thing is very clear, that the Mechayiv of Shvud is not Tanis Chashuva. It's not a Tanis at all of the Bala Chepetz. Enochinami, you know what the Gemara says in Bava Metzia and Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara says Shvuazu. What is the nature of Shvuas Hashomim? Lahafiz Daito Shavala Beis. It's to appease the Bala Pikadon. The Bala Pikadon is now going to walk out of Bezdin, right, having lost his Pikadon, because the Shomer is going to make a Shvu that there was Gneva Vaveda Ones. So the Torah insisted, look. Literally it means do something to appease him, at least make a shvua confirming that what you say is true. Shvuas HaShomer is Lahafiz Daito Shabbal HaBayis, not Machmas Tana Chashuva. If you want to use our categories, you know what I would tell you? Moda B'miktsas, the Machayiv of Shvu is Tana Chashuva. Eirach could also tell you Tana Chashuva. What is the Machayiv of Shvuas HaShomerim? You know what I would tell you? He's Chayvus Midas. Those are the terms of the deal. Now, the understanding is that when I come back from my vacation, I ask you where the Pikadon is, you are either going to give me the Pikadon, or you implicitly agree to make a Shvua confirming that an Ones, Gneva, Vaveda, that's part of the terms of the Shmira. So very good, there's no halach of Modim HaMikzas. If Modim HaMikzas tells us, how can you impose a Shvua? Unless you have a Taina Chashuva, that's full and good when there is, right, a imposed Shvua. But the Gemara says, when it comes to the case of Shomim, those are just the terms of the deal, no? And in Achinami, as we saw that Mishmar Matin of Tzani Dalit, Mashna Shom Rachim Yaos Patim in HaShvua. I have a right to turn to you and say, you know what, I will watch your pikadon, but when you come back, no shvua, right? If I say it was stolen, you have to believe me. What about according to Rabbi Natam? One could argue that this is not true at all. One could argue, according to Rabbi Natam, that the sole mechayiv of a shvua daraisa is Taina Chashuv. How do you have a Tanach HaShuvah when it comes to Shuvah HaShomrim? What's the answer? Modim HaMikzas. If it would not be a verified Taina, it would not insist that you make a Shuvah. If you, the Shomer, would say, get lost, or Hayat Ramiolam, if you were to say, Hechazarti, you would say, Nenasti, finished. But if you admit that the Taina Satoveya is at least partially legitimate, Modim HaMikzas, that becomes a Taina Chashuva. In Achinami, there's a Chiyu Shvua. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't have to argue the Shvua Sashorim is absolutely distinct from the Shvua Modim Ikzas. It's true, as the Gemara says, that the effect of the Shvua would be Mahafiz Daito Shavalabais. It'll make the person feel better. He's not being cheated, he's not being swindled. The Shomer is telling the truth. It was an Ones Gamur. But one does not have to maintain that this is an absolutely distinct Shvua from other Shvuas Daraisa. Right, Rabbeinu Tam, you can have a common link of every Shu'a Daraisa emanating from the concept of Taina Hashem. No? So it's not just simply Machlokes, it's very important in terms of whether you need Bada Mitzvahs when it comes to Shomrim. No? But a fundamental issue, what is the Mechayiv of the Shu'a? Is it Taina Hashuv or is it a Hishavus Midas? No. Think about it. Good? What about the Riva? Okay, Tosa says the third day, beautiful Shita Sariva. The Riva tells us the following: if you know Ki Huzeh, if you hold the very parashios, you're going to extend this parasha to Halva as well. And if the words Ki Huzeh Moda Mitzas have to be meaningful, not only in Parsha Spikon, but in Parsha Salva, so therefore, lo mukminamei, ella, the time of the Shaykh of the Milvan. So, Modem and Mitzvahs will have to be defined in a way that it makes sense for Parsha Salva, which is what? Dahainu, Kfirah v'Hodah. No? There's something you admit to and there's something that you deny. Kfirah v'Hodah. What about the town of Nensu? Forget about Nensu. No? After all, if you assume an Erev Parshios, definition of Moda Mikdas has to plug into Halva. Halva means, I am Chayiv, I am not Chayiv. This yes, this no. Good. This you gave me, this you didn't give me. You don't need a Tanas Nensu. So what does that mean? Moda Mikdas, Kfira Vahoda. Avotanas Nensulo. So Riva writes an unbelievable Kiddush. Riva distinguishes between a taina of Kfira of the Shomer as opposed to a taina of Nensu. That's the Riva's Kiddush. What does this mean? When it comes to Halva, of course you require Moda Mitzvahs. That's Erev Parshios. Moldu mitzvahs. Kofrab kol is potim in ashvur. And what about when it comes to shomrim? What about pikadam? Do you require moldu mitzvahs or do you not? You know what the answer of the Riva is? It depends. Is it a tanas kfira or is it a tanas nens? What does that mean? If the shomer will say, Mamish kofer akol, tana kfira, lo hayad rami olam. It's not true, you never gave me this chayfetz. That's comparable to halva. You say you lent me $100, I respond and say, absolutely not. You come and you say you lent me $100, and I say, yes, I returned it all to you. Hekazarti. Hekazarti is kofer akol. Where is the pikadon? I answer, Hechazakila, I returned it to you. Kofer akol. You're not chayiv shvuah. Halva is perfectly parallel to the case of pikadon. Kfira v'hodah. Lo hayad rami olam, or hechazarti. Even shomer requires moda mitzvahs. Just as the case of halva. What's the Chiddush Riva? Well, that's not true of Nensu. What happens if I say, where is the Pikadam? And the Shomer says, I have terrible news. Gnev of Aved and Onez Gomor, everything was destroyed. I don't owe you a penny. That form of Kofer Akol is Chai V'Shvu Daraisa. That's the Chiddush Riva. Kofer Akol when it comes to Shomrim, sometimes yes, sometimes no. If it's parallel to Halva because of Erev Parshios, the definition of Moda Mikdas has to make sense in both contexts. Kfira v'Hoda. Kfira, there's a difference between Kofer Akol and Moda Mikdas. Hashem Ken and Etanas Nensu, you're categorically Chayiv Shmuel. Wow. You hear this Kiddush? There's a difference between Kfira as opposed to Nensu. What's the obvious Kasha? The Hechateisi. Where do you see that there should be a difference between one type of kol for a kol as opposed to another type of kol for a kol? So you know what I'll answer you? This isn't your kasha. This is the Gemara's kasha. Why should he distinguish between one type of kol for a kol as opposed to another? You know what the answer is? Ein adam meiz panam mipnei bachol. That's the teretz. That's exactly what the Gemara is telling us. That's pashut pshat in the Gemara. Why is it that there's a difference when it comes to halva as opposed to kol for a kol as opposed to moda mitzvahs? Why is there a difference? The answer is in an amazed life, maybe I'll call. What does that mean? That's the Chiddush Leiva. Not as Rashi says. Sha'aslo Tova. Sha'aslo Chesed. How does the Leiva understand in an amazed life, maybe I'll call? Ain an amazed panav. Right? Bifnei Mishi Odeh Ha'emes. Bifnei Mishi Makir B'Shikro. A person is not going to register a claim in the face of someone that knows he's lying through his teeth. That's an amazement. A lover is going to say, you never gave me the money. The lover knows it's Sheker Gomor. You're not going to say such a thing. That's an amazement. How does that translate itself when it comes to Bikadams? You know what the answer is? It depends. If you're talking about the Tain of Kfira, Lohaya Dvar Miolam, to that we apply an amazed panit nebal kolvo. What do you mean? The Barach Hefetz knows he gave it to you. You're going to get up and say, Hechezati lach, I returned it to you. The Barach Hefetz knows that Shechev Achazah. That's an amazed panit nebal kolvo. All of a sudden here, the Shomer says, what you're saying is 100% right. You gave me the Pikadam, but I have terrible news. And Onis Gomor. Does the Barach Pikadam know whether Onis did occur or did not occur? There, you can't apply the principle of in an amazed pun of bifnei bal kovo. No? And therefore, even kov for a kov is chayiv eshvua daraisa. That's the chiddush of the Riva. It depends on what form of kov for a kov. Is it a time of nensu, or is it a time of lohayiv rami olam? And that's the meaning of in an amazed pun of bifnei bal kovo. That's the chiddush of the Riva. What's the beauty then of the Riva? You can maintain our gears of the Gemara. B'mil v'ikla me'mar hachi. Avol gabi pikadon, meiz u'meiz. When it comes to a tine of nensu, a pikadon, of course the person we may is fun of. Because there is no one else other than he who knows the truth. And therefore, it's not considered to be a ha'azah. Any shape or form? That's the chiddush of the Riva. Moda mixas is always required in a case of hava, in the case of pikad, and it depends on what the response of the shomer is. And therefore, once you can assume ere parshios means parshios muravim zebazeh, the halacha of moda mixas applies to pikadam. On the other hand, you can still assume, as the Gemara says, when it comes to pikadam, meizu meiz, depending on the tainus of shomer, whether it's a tain of kfir, a tain of nensu. Beautiful Chiddush, right, of the Shita Sarifa. This machlokes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva, is also relevant for another important issue regarding Shavuos. We discussed, right, various possibilities of a Shavua Daraisa. Case of Moda Mektas. The Gemara tells us, Bav Metziah, Tzarichet Seman Aleph, the Tovea says, you owe me $100. The Nitzvah, the Lova says that, Chamshin Yadana, the Chamshin Lo Yadana. 50, I know I owe you. The other 50, I don't remember. No, I know you lent me money, and we were talking about the amount. I don't remember whether it was 50 or 100. So 50, obviously, you have to pay. You have to make a Shvu Daraisa on the balance. Can I make a Shvu Daraisa? I can't make a shvua daraisa saying I don't owe you the money. I told you lo yadana. So what's the halacha? Mitov sheni ochti yishav mishale. You have to pay. Tosas points out, but the Metziah and the Hayim and Aleph, the Ramas still ain That's the difference between a Shvu Daraisa as opposed to a Shvu Esseis, a Shvu Darabanan. When it comes to a Shvu Daraisa, what's the purpose of Shvu Birur? There's no such thing as a Shvu Daraisa She'eni Yodein. Tosus says that's not true in Mavud Rabbanon. Tosus quotes the Chiddush name of Haigon. Let's assume you come to Bezdin and say, you owe me $100. And I respond, I don't know. I don't remember such a thing. Maybe it did occur. I don't know. So you're not chayim in a Shvu Daraisa, Kofra Kol, you're obligated to Shvu Rabbanon. What would the Shvu Rabbanon be in that particular case? Rav Haigon writes a Chiddush. Shvu She'eni Yodein. There's a fundamental difference between a Shvu Moda Mikdas as opposed to a Shvu Heses. What does the word Heses mean? Lahasito. No, to try to coerce, to persuade, to entice the person to admit. So if I say to him, make a Shvu that what you're saying is true, that accomplishes the goal of a Shvu Heses. That's not true in a Shvu Daraisa. Shvu Daraisa means one of Birur. No? There's no such thing as a Shvu She'eni Yodea. So when it comes to Shvu Daraisa, we assume Mitoch Sheni Okli Shav Mishalein. If you can't make that Shvu, you're obligated to pay. Good? So that's one example, Modu Miktas. What's another example? Sugyan Shvuas Mem Zayin Amad Aleph. He Shvuas Erefa. Mitoch Sheni Okli Shav Mishalein. That's the famous case of Nafskud Rabbi Am. Good. I come to Bezdin claiming that you stole my chayfetz, and I have an eid echad that supports that fact that you stole my chayfetz. And what is the response of an itzva? Chatfi, vididi chatfi. 100% right. I took that chayfetz. You know why? Because it's mine. 5 minutes ago, he took it from me. The Gemara Shvuah is a great Kiddush. Wait a second. What's the Shvuah Daraisa? Lahakish is Aid. There's no Shvuah Daraisa to confirm what they said. Yes, Chatfi, but the Di Chatfi. And therefore we apply the principle of Mitoch Sheni Ochli Shav Mishalim. You have to pay. Mitoch Sheni Ochli Shav Mishalim. So this concept, Mitoch Sheni Ochli Shav Mishalim, applies to the case of Moda Mikdas, it applies to a case of a Shvuas Eid Echad as well. Good? So Tosus and Baba Basra, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, the Ramaskal Havin, raised the following issue. In this case of Nasva Rabbi Abba, why do we say we don't allow him to make a Shvua, and Mitoch Shinyoch Lishovim Ishalim? Tosus writes, Babasra Lamadala Madala, the following Chiddush. Let him make a Shvua. Lehemni b'Shvua b'may damar didi chatfi. Let him make a Shvua daraisa that what I took was mine. What do you mean? Where do you see substitution? The Shvua daraisa is a hakesh asa'ein. So let him make Shvua A instead of Shvua B. On what basis? So Tosu says, "Bimigo diboy amar lo chatfi." Ayide migo. If he was lying, he could have said lo chatfi. He could have said, "I didn't take it at all." So trust him in his claim that chatfi vididi chatfi. Bimigo diboy amar lo chatfi. That's Tosu's discussion. That's a very great Yiddish, didn't know. Tosus assumes in the Kasha that you can substitute Shvua A for Shvua B instead of making the Shvua Daraisa Lahakish Esa'ed, make an alternative Shvua, substitution. So what's the obvious Kasha? Nehechatais. Where do you see that you have a right to substitute Shvua A for Shvua B? You can't make the Torah Shvua, make a different Shvua. The Shvua derives from the Hakish Asay, so make a different Shvua. Chatfi vididi chatfi. Make a tasting. Tosus must have some makar to allow for substitution. So Tosfos says, I'll give you a makar. That's the Gemara in Bava Basra, and the Ayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara has the following case. Hamafkin Eitzel Chavero Bishtar. A Shomer gives a Pikadon. Bal Chepes gives a Pikadon to the Shomer to watch. But here the Hafkad is Bishtar. Normally, if you have that which is Bishtar, so you are not Neman to claim Hechezarti, I returned it to you, or Parati. What do you mean? Shtar Chabina Maboi. I still have the paperwork. Here the Gemara says a great Chiddush. Hamafkit Eitzel Chavero Bishtar. The Shomer is Neman to say, I returned it to you, and to make a Shua to that effect. How can that be? He's Neman Lomer Hechizarti Lo. The Gemara says, Babas Radapayin, because the Migo, the Iba Yomar Nensu. Because if the Shomer was lying, he could have said, oh, I have terrible news for you. Onus gamur. So believe me when I tell you, I return the chafetz to you. Because if I didn't return the chafetz to you, and I was just interested in getting away with your chafetz, I could have lied in a more expedient way by just simply saying, Nemsu. That's what the Gemara says in Bava Basra. So Neman Lomer Hechazarti Lach, B'migo Diba Yomar Nimsa. What do you see from that case? So Tosfos explains. In that case of Nimsa, the Shomer comes back and says, where is my Pikadon? And what is my response? Terrible news for you, it's an Ones Gomor. Wait a second. There's a Chiyuv Shvua Daraisa. Yet, Al Yedei Migo, we allow you to substitute Shvua A for Shvua B. That's Tosfos' Makar. Bava Basra and Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. In order to indicate that Al Yedei Migo, you can substitute Shvua A for Shvua B. And therefore, Tosfos says, now in the case of Naschad Rabbah, good, you can't make the Shvua lo chatfi, the Shvua daraisa, but substitute with the Shvua of chatfi, vididi chatfi. That's Tosfos' discussion. Again, when it comes to the case of Eid Echad, Tosfos says, why not allow for substitution? Meicha teisi that there is a precedent for substitution? Tosfos says the Gemara Bava Basra and the Ayin Amar Aleph. You know what Tosfos answers? Rabbeinu Tam, that's not a good model whatsoever. Why? Because the Shvuas HaShomer in the Tain of Nenasti is only a Shvuah D'Rabbanan. Because Shomer requires Modeh Mikta, so Rabbeinu Tam. So there is no precedent whatsoever to allow for substitution in Shvuah Daraisa. Aye, the Gemara allows for substitution in Shvuah HaShomrim. Here Rabbeinu Tam says, that, Nenasti, Kofar HaKol, where it's only a Shvuah D'Rabbanan. Of course there's Shvuah D'Rabbanan, it doesn't have to be an exact Shvuah. Rav Chaim Von Reis, you can make a Shvuah D'Rabbanan any Odeya. But there's no model Midaraisa for substitution of Shvuah. So if the Shvuah Daraisa is Lo Chatfi, nonsense that you can make a Shvuah Chatfi v'didi Chatfi. But according to Rashi and the Riva, that in the case of Nensu it's a Shvuah Daraisa, and yet the Gemara says that he could have claimed A, and therefore believe him b'gal yedei Migo, you see that a Migo is significant even in cases where he would have a Shvuah Daraisa. So that's the Kasha that Tosfos raises, then apply it to a Shvuah Seir Echad as well. He can't make the Shvuah Lo Chatfi. Let him make a Shvuah Yedei Migo chatzvi vididi chatzvi. That's Tosfos' kasha. You know what the re-answer is to that kasha? Migu dehaza. Exactly the theme, right? That's the Tosfos. Mavakam davkuf zayin. In the case of a shvuas erecha, believe when I say chatziv didi chatziv, because I could have said a better taina. I could have said lo chatziv. That's not true. How can you say lo chatziv? The taina of lo chatziv is in direct contradiction to the erecha, who says I just saw you took it. So for me to say, of course I took it. Of course what you're saying is true, but it was mine. Is a far better, more gracious taina than to say you're absolutely lying in lo chatzvi. So the rewrite, that's not a migo. That's a migo da'aza. A migo da'aza lor minan. Mashen came. In the case of mafkeretza chavero bishtar, I put forth the claim of hechezartilach. Hechezartilach is a difficult taina. Now, why? Because you, the Baal HaChepetz, are claiming you never returned it to me. That's legitimate migo, no? Because if I were interested in lying, I could have put forth a preferable claim. I could have said nenasti. And regarding nenasti, adameiz pana, there's no ha'aza, because you don't know what the truth is. That's the chiddush of the Gemara Baal Basra and Daf Ayin. Then a migo works. That's legitimate migo. I could have registered a taina limta, and I registered a taina reya. But that's not true in the case of Nasra Bava. Here you registered a taina limta, didi chatvi. Believe me, in a convenient taina, because I could have offered a terribly inconvenient taina. That's the chiddush of the ri, the concept of migo da'aza. No. Tosfos points out, according to Arabi Natam, the whole kasha is no kasha, because the shvuas hashon of Nensu was only a shvuah drabanan, unless it's a case of modu mikzas. Mashen came. According to Yvon Rashi, one has to distinguish between those two different types of shvuas. Take a look. It's a crucially important Tosfos Baal Basra, Daf Lamed Dalam Aleph. Do we ever allow to transpose Shvuah A for Shvuah B? The Gemara will continue on the Beis and Beis and tell us that really we assume Erev Parshas. And if that's true, that we should insist on three mumchim. Why is it then in the cases of Hodol Svavos that is not true? The Takana of Shlotin Odelas Bifnei Lovin. And where do you see such a Takana Kadesh Shlotin Odelas Bifnei Lovin? Gemara quotes Rabbi Hanina regarding Drisha B'Chakira. When it comes to Drisha B'Chakira, Midaraisa, Echad Dinim Amanos, Echad Dinim Pashos, require Drisha B'Chakira, no? Mishbarachad Yilokan. Why is it suspended in the case of Dinim Amanos? Shlotina Dos B'Chakira Lovin? So our Gemara suggests who had Dinami when it comes to the requirement of mumchim as well. Here we'll have to start to discuss the need for Drisha B'Chakira and the significance of this chiddush Rabbi Hanina, that Drisha B'Chakira was suspended kedei shlo tino delas b'fnei lovin. See, one could understand the need for Drisha B'Chakira, right, in one of two very different ways. One possibility, this will be the theme of tomorrow's shir, is the following. Drisha v'chakira is me'ikar gufo shel edus. That is an essential component of edus. You come to Bez and you testify. Now the denim take over. They cross-examine. They're interrogate. Bezayom, bezamakom. In other words, without drisha v'chakira, Eidus is incomplete. Perhaps one could could understand Drisha v'chakira in a very different way. Drisha v'chakira is not midine edus, but rather it is part of chovas habezdin. The edus of the Baal Din is simply to relate what occurred. The obligation of Drisha v'chakira is a chiyuv incumbent upon Beis Din. It is not considered to be at all migufo shel edus. When the pasuk tells us in Tanya Gimel, v'darashta v'chakarta, the pasuk is referring to chovas Beis Din. What is the need for Drisha v'chakira? Is it midine edus, or simply chovas Beis Din? What is the takana to suspend Drisha v'chakira? Shlotina does make them love. Is the halacha chiddush? And that is that because of Shlotina does make them love, we allow incomplete edus in dinim amanos. Is that the chiddush? Or is the chiddush no? The edus is complete, it is fully intact, even without any Drisha v'chakira at all. Whereas, generally speaking, the Torah insists as a chovas Beis Din v'darashta v'chakarta. So mibnei shlotina dos mipnei lovim, this halacha of Beis Din we suspend. But the edus is absolutely fully intact. So take a look at a few rounds. Take a look at the Rambam Hilchos Edus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey. The Rambam kind of tips you off a little bit. The Rambam writes, Achakiros v'hadrishos hein hadvarim shehein ikar ha'edus. That's how the Rambam begins, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey. Now, but in this context, you see it's a very meaningful statement. Right? Read through that Rambam Hilchos Edus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey. Take a look at the Rambam Hilchos Malveh V'loveh, Perek Yitzayin Halachates. Take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Edus, Perek Gimel Halacha Hey. And the Rambam Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Chavtes. Okay, that will be a starting point. What's the nature of Drisha v'chakira? It's a very fundamental issue. To what extent is this the root of edus? There's a corollary to this now. Drisha v'chakira. What do those questions involve? Zman and makom, time and place? Right? What does that give rise to? Why is it so important to know where and when? Because the Torah always requires edus shatiyach al hazima. Why is that necessary? Eidah shatiyah v'azim. Simply a halach of kasha zaman. Or maybe the Torah is telling us something perhaps even more basic, that edus that does not lend itself to hazama is incomplete edus. If you just merely say this occurred, and you don't say where and when, and there's no possibility of such contradiction, how can you say manayisim? If I didn't inform you where and when, not just a Xeris HaKosuv Kasha Zama. No, but that's considered to be Me'ikar HaEdus. As learned later in the Masechta, there are differences between Drishos and Chakiros as opposed to the Dikos. Perhaps this will be a beautiful formulation, that Drisha v'Chakir is considered to be Gupo Shel Edus. Without it, Edus is incomplete. Mashen can other forms of questions that Bezna has the right to ask are not necessarily part of the inherent quality of Edus. You know what? And maybe an afkamina will be? What happens if Edom simply say, any of that? Is there a difference in Drisha Svachakiris as opposed to cases of Bedikim? No? So we'll have to pick up at this point. Okay, so tomorrow, Chazer well of issues of Erev Parshios. And then we'll discuss at length the concept of Drisha v'chakira in Mishpat Echad.